Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Hello, and welcome back to another mini episode. I thought it might be useful after last week's episode about us being a soul in a body. It might be useful to talk through some of the key soul tools, as I call them, that I use. So ways to connect in, ways of me connecting in at soul level. So I'm going to talk you through today a few different ways we can do that. So one of the things that I first learned when I started to tune into this more spiritual journey, and one of the things that blew my mind, was looking for signs from the universe. So what's a sign from the universe? Well, as I see it, it is a message. And we can ask for, look for, have presented to us signs from the universe. And indeed, if you are on a shamanic path, or a otherworld spirit guide path and open to that, we can ask our guides for specific signs. What would be the point of that, I hear you ask? Well, I've asked and used signs from the universe to make decisions. So when I'm unsure about something, and I've mulled it over in that clever little brain of mine, and I've overthought it to the nth degree, and I might be left with maybe a couple of options, a do or a don't do, I will go for a walk and I will ask the universe to show me a sign if I should do that thing. So let's say I did this. I did this when I closed my membership. I did this when I created one of my group programs. I have done this even to seek advice and guidance about whether or not to stay in my marriage. I have also asked for signs that all is well in terms of mine and loved ones' health. And each time I have had a response. And each time I have acted on that response. So let me give you an example of what signs might be. Now, we can interact or engage with signs in two different ways. First of all, we need to be open enough to believe what we are shown, okay? And that can be a big leap for some. So that's cool. If you're not there yet, if this doesn't float your boat, then have a listen to the rest of the episode and just ignore it. It's fine. But if you are curious, and if you are curious enough to give this a try, then I'll walk you through step by step some of the ways in which you can have a conversation with the universe and let the universe help you with decision making or with guidance of some sort. So first thing to say is signs can be anything. A sign is just a signal to you of a yes or a no. Now, for me and for many, many others, we can resonate with the idea of white feathers. Many people have stories about white feathers appearing out of nowhere. Some would say it is a sign that angels are near and protecting you or here to support you and guide you. Others would say it's clearly a sign from a loved one who's passed on. Others would say it's a sign from the universe that they're divinely supported. And others like me, if I have asked a specific question of the universe, will know that that is my sign for yes. So let's give you an example, like a real life example. So I was thinking of running a program some time ago, and I was really on the fence about it. I felt connected to the idea behind it. I had the concept. I had the content mapped out. I just wasn't sure how it was going to land or whether it would even be needed or wanted. And so I took myself off to my local fields and the river with the dog. I went for a walk and I just said to the universe in my mind, often I'll say it out loud, but on this occasion it was in my mind, show me a sign if this program is right for right now. And I was really specific with it. So I didn't just say, show me a sign, like, because how would I know what the sign was? I actually said, show me a four-leaf clover. Now, I was walking in a field that is absolutely rammed to the rafters with clovers. And I wasn't about to do my walk on my hands and knees looking for a four-leaf clover. Because here's the thing, when you ask for a sign, you need to be A, specific about the question, and it needs to be an either or answer. So you can ask for a sign, ask the universe to show you a sign if it's a yes. And then if you don't see the sign, then it's a no. So not getting a sign is an answer. We need to remember that. Be specific as well if you want to see a particular sign, because it serves the ego, right? The ego needs some evidence for this stuff to get on board with it. So give the universe a particular sign to show you. And I've got another magical story to end on in a second about that. So I'd asked, anyway, as I was on this walk, for the universe to show me a sign that I should run this program and to show me a four-leaf clover in a field full of bloody clovers, right? And you know what it's like when you're hunting for a four-leaf clover, you can never find them. So you ask for your sign, you put it out there specifically to the universe, and then you drop the attachment and attention to it, and you go about your business. So I had my headphones in, I was listening to a podcast, the dog was barking, I was throwing sticks in the river, I was enjoying the sunshine, I was carrying on with my walk. And then we get to the end of the walk, so loop around a field and onto the beach by the edge of the river. And I'm like, oh, I forgot to even look for a four-leaf clover. Oh, well, never mind. Moving on. Stopped to put the lead back on the dog. And right in front of me, on its own, on the path, is a four-leaf clover. Literally sticking out like a sore thumb. And so my answer was clear from the universe. That's a yes for the program. So I had my confirmation. And I went away and I created the, what I call the calling in content for the program. And I ran a really successful full program because I'd had the sign that it was the right time. It was the right thing for right now. So I love being curious and playing with the universe in this way. And you could argue, like, the logical mind would like to talk us out of this. So bear that in mind. The logical mind is going to go, well, Ali, you're in a field full of fucking clovers. Of course, you're going to find a four-leaf clover. And that would be true if I was looking for it. If I was on my hands and knees, as I say, crawling through the millions of clover leaves, I probably would have found one. But at the time I came across it, I wasn't even looking. So that is my confirmation for my ego that's, remember, always trying to keep me safe, that I've just had the divine confirmation that this is the thing I need to be doing. Now, as I mentioned, I have used this way of interacting with source energy about every area of my life, every area of my life. Have an argument with someone, universe, can you show me a sign that everything's going to be okay and I will see that thing? Sometimes I test the universe and I go, no, that's not good enough. Like, I once asked a really, really big life question and said, show me a white feather. So I'm walking around the park local to me and I kid you not, in front of me, there's like roadkill of white feathers. And I'm like, no, that's not good enough because that's too easy. My ego mind wouldn't take that. This is such a big decision. I wasn't going to just accept that, right? At mind thinking level. So I said, I re-asked a question to the universe. I said, no, I want to see a big white feather on its own. Carried on walking the loops of the park, listening to my podcast, calling the dog, throwing a ball, doing all those things. Came across another feather, but right nearby was a swan. And I was like, no, that's not good enough either. I need to see a single large white feather as my confirmation about the area of my life that I was talking to the universe about. Carried on my walk. Went to a part of the park that I don't normally walk across. And as I'm walking, I look down and there is the most, I mean, it must have been, I think it must have been a swan feather, but nowhere near the swans at the time, the most enormous white feather that I have actually ever seen. So big, I took a photo of it and had to put my foot next to it for perspective in the photo because I couldn't quite believe that that had happened. And so again, I'd had my confirmation. Now, I've also asked for signs and not seen them. And I have to take that on the chin then and go, okay, well, that's a no from the universe. So no sign is an answer, just as much as seeing the sign is an answer. And that's what I, last story, that's what I thought had happened when I was considering joining a mastermind container. That was a significant financial outlay, a significant amount of money that I did not have in my bank account at that time. And I was taking a group of people to Glastonbury for a retreat experience for the weekend. And so I had to make a decision on this mastermind over the weekend. Was I going to join it? I wasn't going to join it. I was really pulled towards it, but it was such an inordinate amount of money. I wasn't sure I could justify it at a logical level. So I say to the universe, right, I'm going to Glastonbury. Bear in mind, it's a town. I said, show me a kingfisher if I am meant to be on this mastermind. I dropped the question. Obviously, I was busy all weekend because I'm hosting this retreat and taking people here, there and everywhere, guiding them through what was an absolutely beautiful, blissful experience. And it gets to the last evening and I've not seen a kingfisher. So I'm starting to go, okay, universe, I hear you. That's a no to the mastermind. I had to drop all attachment to what I wanted and I had to listen to the answer the universe was giving me. So I'm packing up the last box in the house before we leave. And the boxes are on a side in the utility room. I've packed the last thing in the box and I look up and on the windowsill behind the box is a vase with a painting of a kingfisher on it. And I had asked the universe to show me a kingfisher if this mastermind was meant to be. A kingfisher in the middle of a town. Not a very obvious thing to be able to see, is it? I'd got to the point of dropping attachment to, yes, 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 I really want to do this mastermind. Okay, universe, you've not shown me a kingfisher, therefore the answer's no. And I look up and there is the bloody kingfisher. I was literally, my jaw was on the floor. I joined that mastermind and that is what helped me birth this podcast and what helped me birth my own mastermind. And for that, I'm incredibly grateful that I get to be connected to the universe in this way. And I get to interact and engage and be curious and play with the universe in this way. Because then I know I'm always guided. I'm always supported. If only I allow myself to listen. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you do some listenings. Let me know if you are curious enough to play this game too. Let me know what your signs might be. Let me know what your questions were and let me know what happened. I'm sending you loads of love. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching or through the sign-up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.